National poll shows Democrats leading Trump in general election matchups. By Hannah Blow on February 10, 2020. A national Quinnipiac University poll released Monday shows top candidates in the Democrat primary field, including Michael Bloomberg, D, leading President Trump in hypothetical general election matchups. The Quinnipiac poll, released today ahead of the highly anticipated primary contest in New Hampshire, indicated that Democrat candidates are leading the president in hypothetical general election matchups among registered voters across the board. Notably, Bloomberg, who edged out Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, for third place nationally, saw the highest lead over the president, 51% to 42%. The results, per Quinnipiac. Bloomberg tops Trump 51 to 42%. Sanders defeats Trump 51 to 43%. Biden beats Trump 50 to 43%. Klobuchar defeats Trump 49 to 43%. Warren wins narrowly over Trump 48 to 44%. Buttigieg is also slightly ahead of Trump 47 to 43%. While the poll also showed the president with a favorability rating of 42%, 55% view him unfavorably. The leading Democrats experience similar numbers. Warren gets a negative 39 to 47% favorability rating. Biden gets a negative 43 to 50%. Bloomberg gets a negative 34 to 40%, with 25% who haven't heard enough about him. Sanders gets a negative 44 to 49%. Buttigieg gets a positive 36 to 32%, and 31% haven't heard enough about him. Klobuchar gets a positive 32 to 22%, with 44% who haven't heard enough about her. Despite that, voters approve of the president's job on the economy, 54% to 42%. The number is even higher among independents, who approve of his handling of the economy, 59% to 37%. While the survey shows the top Democrat candidates leading the president nationally, only 27% of Democrat voters believe Biden, who once held the status as the Democrat frontrunner, has the best chance of defeating Trump. That represents a 17-point drop from the 44% he saw in January. Nearly a quarter of Democrats, 24%, view Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, as the candidate most likely to defeat Trump, followed by Bloomberg with 17%. The survey was conducted on February 5 to 9, 2020, among 1,519 self-identified registered voters. The margin of error is +/-2.5%. Included in the survey are 665 Democratic and Democrat-leaning voters. The margin of error for that subset is +/-3.8%.